From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuku Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo appointed Budi Gunadi Sadikin as Minister of Health and Dante Saxono Harbuono as his deputy in the Indonesian Cabinet Forward for 2019-2024 at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday. As reported by Antara News Agency, Sadikin, who replaced Terawan Agus Putranto, has said that his first task as health minister is to bring the COVID-19 pandemic under control. In a short speech after being nominated to the post, he remarked that measures to bring the pandemic under control need to be inclusive so that all citizens can resume their normal lives. Minister Budi Gunadi stated in a press release issued by the Communication and Community Service Bureau of the Ministry of Health on Wednesday that it is impossible for the Ministry of Health to do it exclusively. His side has to do it inclusively and believes that the government is not enough to make its own program, but it must be a movement carried out with the Indonesian people. Russian Ambassador to Indonesia Ludmila Vorobieva hopes Indonesia and Russia to immediately sign a strategic partnership. In a press statement held virtually on Wednesday, she explained that the signing was supposed in 2020, when the two heads of state would meet on the agenda of the summit conference as part of the 70th anniversary of cooperation between Indonesia and Russia. However, Ambassador Ludmila affirmed that the agenda must be postponed due to the COVID pandemic.
As you know, the planned summit between our two leaders to commemorate the 70th anniversary of bilateral relations didn't happen this year because of the pandemic. We hope that this summit will take place after the pandemic is over, probably next year if the conditions are favorable, and we will sign finally the declaration on strategic partnership between our two countries.
Moreover, Ambassador Ludmila Vorobieva further said that during 2020 or the COVID-19 pandemic, the value of trade and investment cooperation between Indonesia and Russia do not change significantly. Therefore, she hopes that the strategic cooperation of both countries can be signed sooner in order to boost the bilateral cooperation. The Central Java Administration plans to screen holiday goers using antigen tests at some famous tourism destinations, such as Borobudur Temple, during the Christmas and New Year's holiday to prevent the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic. Dubbed Operation Justisi, the operation will set up screening posts at 11 locations across the province, 6 of which are holiday spots. Heads of Central Java Public Orders Agency or Satpol PP, Budianto Eko Purwono, told the Jakarta Post on Wednesday that his side will enlist 50 officials to work at 11 locations from December 24 to 31st. They will join forces with local Satpol PP and health agency officials, as well as the police and the military, for Operation Justisi. People flocking to Borobudur Temple in Magelang from December 23rd to 31st and Prambanan Temple in Klaten from December 26th to 31st will be screened. Other tourism destinations include Dieng Highlands in Wonosobo, Baturaden in Banyumas, Semilir Eco Park in Semarang, and Tawangmangu in Karanganyar, all starting from December 24th to 27th. A research team from Pajajaran University Unpad in Bandung, West Java, is currently designing a rapid testing method to detect COVID-19 through saliva samples. The term is also preparing a mobile application to support the reporting system for rapid test kit results. As quoted by JakartaPost.com, according to UNPAD's COVID Diagnostic Research Coordinator Muhammad Yusuf, the rapid test kit that the team is currently developing would work in a similar way to the antigen rapid kit. This testing method can also be performed independently at home. He also explained that using saliva samples in a test is a familiar method for testing, including the test used to detect HIV. The only thing that differentiates them is the samples. In the antigen test, which uses the nasopharyngeal swab method, the samples are extracted from the surface of the respiratory mucosa, while saliva samples are extracted from the patient's mouth. Let's move on to the international news. The Human Rights Commission stated as residents described fleeing the latest deadly assault in an area bedeviled by ethnic violence, gunmen killed more than 100 people in a dawn attack in the western Benishangul Gumuz region of Ethiopia on Wednesday. As reported by Reuters.com, the attack occurred in the village of Bekoji in Bulin County in the Metekel zone. The state-run Ethiopian Human Rights Commission said in a statement, an area where multiple ethnic groups are living. Africa's second most populous nation has been grappling with regular outbreaks of deadly violence since Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed was appointed in 2018 and accelerated democratic reforms that loosened the state iron's grip on regional rivalries. Elections due next year have further inflamed simmering tensions over land, power, and resources. Millions of COVID-19 vaccine are sitting unused in U.S. hospital and elsewhere a week into the massive inoculation campaign, putting the government targets for 20 million vaccinations this month in doubt. As quoted by Reuters.com, as of Wednesday morning, only 1 million shots of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine had been given, about one-third of the first shipment sent last week. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDCP, over 9.5 million doses of vaccine, including Moderna's, have now been sent to states. While hospitals have started giving out Moderna's vaccine, the CDCP has not yet reported that data, and there may be a lag in reporting shots given of both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine. The slow pace have barely picked up from the first week when 614,000 shots were given, although nearly 2.9 million were shipped. The European Union and the United Kingdom appear close to striking a post-Brexit trade deal, with Boris Johnson briefing his cabinet on the progress of talks in Brussels. As quoted by BBC.com, disputes over fishing rights and future business competition rules have been the major hurdles to agreement during months of often fraught talks. But BBC political editor Laura Kosenberg said Downing Street now seem very confident of a deal. Negotiators are now thought to be thrashing out the final details. The official announcement of a deal is expected on Thursday morning. The document is thought to be around 2,000 pages long, with both sides having until December 31st, when UK leaves European Union trading rules, get it approved by the parliamentarians. A deal would end the prospect of the two sides imposing widespread import taxes tariffs on each other's goods from January 1st, which could have affected prices. Listener, that was the news.
Thank you.
Here is today's commentary. Indonesian President Joko Widodo inaugurated 6 new ministers and 5 new deputy ministers of his cabinet on Wednesday. This reshuffle happens in the Health Ministry, Social Affairs Ministry, Tourism and Creative Economy Ministry, Trade Ministry, Religious Affairs Ministry, and Marine and Fishery Ministry. Actually, the issue of reshuffle had been around since long, especially related to the COVID-19 handling and some corruption cases in some ministries. The performance of the second onwards Indonesia cabinet had been criticized by many, especially since the president announced his ministries in 2019 or since the beginning. It was because some ministers came from not suitable backgrounds. The president changed and reshuffled his ministers recently to provide certainty and comfort for the people and to answer inputs from many. And for market players, the reshuffle was expected to provide comfort in the business climate amid the pandemic. Anyway, unsuitable background might still be a persisting issue for this new reshuffle. But it didn't disappoint people's wish for the changes in the onward Indonesia cabinet. Moreover, security issues in the country have been a great distraction for the government in developing Indonesia further. Some economic targets had also slipped away. The economic growth had been more than -3%, which means recession is waiting behind the door. And now, we are waiting for the changes and breakthroughs from the new ministers with fresh ideas to answer people's restlessness. And that was the commentary today.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩, 保护我.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, our daily segment Today in History starts with the event on December 24, 1953 on the Tangiwai disaster. The Tangiwai disaster occurred on December 24, 1953. The Wanggahew River Bridge collapsed when passed by the Wellington to Auckland Express passenger train number 626 at Tangiwai in the center of North Island, New Zealand. The locomotive and the first 6 carriages slipped into the river, killing 151 people. The investigation council found that the accident was caused by the collapse of the Tepra Dam near the bridge. The disaster was the worst train accident in New Zealand. Next event was in 1994, on terrorist hijack Air France 8969. Four Algerian militant groups calling themselves the Armed Islamic Group hijacked a French-owned aircraft. The Air France aircraft was hijacked at Houri Bomendi Airport, Algiers, Algeria. The terrorist group took control of the plane for 2 days. During the time, 3 passengers on board were killed under hostage. French Prime Minister Edouard Balladur sent a special French security team to rescue the victims. When the plane reached Marseille, an ambush was carried out. The terrorists were killed and the remaining hostages were freed unscathed. The last event was in 2000. On the Christmas bomb attack in Indonesia, a series of bomb attacks shocked a number of churches in some regions in Indonesia on Christmas Eve, December 24, 2000. Some areas affected by the terrorist attacks were Batam, Pekanbaru, Jakarta, Sukabumi, Pangandaran, Bandung, Kudus, Mojokerto, and Mataram. 18 people were killed in the bomb attack. The Jamaah Islamiyah Group, or JI, was blamed as the mastermind behind the attack. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Jalani.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener and community leaders and groups received the Kalpataru 2020 award from the Ministry of Environment and Forestry because they were considered successful in preserving the environment through their own initiatives. Environment and Forestry Minister Siti Nurbaya Bakar presented the award in Jakarta on Monday, December 21st. On that occasion, the minister expressed her gratitude for having environmental fighters in Indonesia who serve and sacrifice to protect and preserve the environment and forestry. 10 Kalpataru Awards were divided into the categories of Pioneer, Service, Rescuer, Builder, and Special Award. For the Pioneer category, the award was won by Zeth Wonggor from Manokrawi Regency, West Papua, and Sadikin from Bengkalis Regency, Riau. For Service category, the award was received by Wasito from Kendal Regency, Central Java Province, and Saraba from Makassar City, South Sulawesi Province. Meanwhile, for the category of Rescuers, received by the Customary Law Community, MHA, Punan Adiu, Malinau Regency, North Kalimantan Province, and the Hatabosi Community, Haunatan, Tanjung Rompa, Bonandolok, and Siranap from South Tapanuli Regency, North Sumatra Province, and Bening Saguling Foundation from West Bandung Regency, West Java Province. For builder category is given to Ida Ayu Rosmarini from Gianyar Regency, Bali Province, Zofra Wandi from Solok Regency, West Sumatra Province, and R.P. Sutarno from Jakarta. While the special awards is awarded to the Cendrawasi Conservation Group Botenang Sawendui, Yalpen Islands Regency, Papua Province, and Yal Yudian from Sijunjung Regency, West Sumatra Province. Vice Chairperson of the House Commission 4, Dedi Mulyadi, said that various wisdoms that exist throughout the archipelago that born in cultural cosmology should have been made in the regional regulations and laws. Meanwhile, members of the Kalpataru Award Advisory Council, Imam Prasoyo, said that the recipients of the Kalpataru Award are extraordinary figures because they are able to release their comfort zone to find solutions to preserve the environment. On this occasion, Minister Siti Nurbaya also gave the Green Leadership Nirwasita Tantra Award to the regional heads and provincial representatives from West Sumatra, Central Java, and West Java provinces who have played an active role in environmental development. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Jadi milikku samanya. Jalan kita terucap.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, today I will introduce you Raja Ali Haji Museum in Batam. Raja Ali Haji Museum was opened on December 18, 2020, in coincide with commemoration of the 191st anniversary of Batam City. The opening was marked by the opening of a curtain sketch of the face of King Isa bin King Ali, or Nong Isa, by Batam Mayor Muhammad Rudi. Nong Isa was the recipient of mandate of Sultan Abdul Rahman Muazzam Shah from the Lingga Sultanate to rule the Nongsa area and its surroundings on December 18, 1829. Nong Isa's government became a milestone in establishing Batam City. Batam Raja Ali Haji Museum is located around the town square, Angku Putri Batam. This museum contains various historical objects and photos of the civilization of the city since the era of the Riau Lingga Kingdom. There are also various historical objects during the Dutch colonial period, the entry of Temanggung Abdul Jamal, Japanese era, Indonesian independence, the Riau Islands Regency government, the early development of the Batam Authority, the leadership of B.J. Habibie, the administrative city until the history of Astaka, Malay treasure, and the present Batam infrastructure. Visiting this museum, you can also see various collections of Malay cultural objects as well as learning Malay culture. There is bangkeng, a storage container for Malay wedding clothes, which is at hundreds of years old. There is also pahar, which is usually used to serve dishes. It has a unique shape complete with legs. Then there is the semberit, which is a small leg dish. The museum also has a complete collection of Malay-style tableware. There are collections of sanggan, talam, and sangku. Sangku is a hand-washing container. Another collection is tepak sirih with kacip. The kacip is used to split betel nuts. Tepak sirih is more complete with cembul, a container for betel nut, gambir, lime beetle, and tobacco. There is also kettle, a container to dispose leftovers after eating beetle. There is also kakidian, a container to put candles from the Riau Lingga era. Then another collection is the embat-embat, which is a container for fragrant water. There is also the kupi, a container to keep sewing tools. If you are interested to see these various Malay collections, I suggest you to visit Batam Raja Ali Haji Museum. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hanya berdiam diri, hanya ya rasa sesal yang kan kau rasakan nanti.
Tunjukkanlah rasa cintamu, coba buat mereka tahu betapa indahnya dunia bila engkau sedang jatuh cinta.
Thank you, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listeners, various ways have been taken to prevent the spread of the COVID-19 virus. One of them is through the anti-corona bus innovation. This anti-corona bus has been launched by the provincial government of Central Java since December 15, 2020. This anti-corona bus is different from buses in general, the buses which are produced by the bus company from Central Java. Laksana are claimed to be able to prevent passengers from contracting the COVID-19 virus. There are two bus models for this anti-corona bus. one for general passengers and one for the laboratory. Technical Director of Laksana Bus, Stephen Arman, said that the 12-meter-long bus design was made by considering three aspects, namely environmental aspects, pantogen aspects, which have a nano silver coating that can break down viruses, and passenger aspect by using special mask containing herbal ingredients. In addition, the circulation of air conditioning that blows is released through three filter stages, namely pre-filter, HEPA or high efficiency particulate air, great filter, and UVC or ultraviolet C. This air circulation system has adopted the air circulation system in the aircraft. Environmental aspects had adopted a 1-1-1 seat layout or physical distancing. Apart from providing a special bus for passengers, this anti-corona bus also provides buses for the laboratory. Basically, the bus is the same as the existing laboratory buses. The difference is that the anti-corona bus has many sealed rooms with a high biosafety level, thus minimizing the spread of bacteria or viruses. This bus will be distributed to areas that do not have health facilities, such as hospitals or laboratories. But now, because it is still in a pandemic, this bus is planned to be used for PCR testing or swab tests. That was miscellany.
Tersembunyi tak terlihat di depan mata.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩, 保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener of Voice of Indonesia, today I will present you a song by Raffi Kaduri entitled Hanya Untukmu. Raffi Kaduri began her singing career as Indonesian pop singer in the 1970s. Her name became famous since she popularized two songs composed by Arianto, namely Hanya Untukmu and Tertusuk Duri. Raffi Kaduri also received the Gayagam Awards at the 1978 International Song Festival through the song Hanya Untukmu. The song that made her successful tells the story of someone in love, every time he or she imagines the beloved lover. Listener, let's listen to the song Hanya Untukmu by Raffi Kaduri. Happy listening.
Pertama, lirikanmu. Kedua, menggoda hatiku setiap waktu. Wajahmu nan rupawa, senyummu nan menawa, membuat hatiku bergebar sendu. Semoga kau terima getar hati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Di mana di masa kini cinta putih susah dicari, tanyakan hatimu, lupakan egomu, jangan biarkan kasih berlalu. Mengapa kau pergi lagi, meninggalkan kasih sendiri? Tiada alasan, juga tiada pesan. Kau
Alright listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.com. www.thevoiceofinnesia.co.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at VOI Indonesia, and send us email on voi@voinews.id.